Who is this man? You can learn a lot about a culture based on what they name their kids. What people name their children speaks a lot of their hopes and their expectations for their children. It speaks a lot about the deepest desires of their hearts for their kids. And the most popular names during Jesus' time among the Jews, what are the names you keep hearing again and again in the New Testament? The most popular ones: Simon, Judas, Matthias, Matthew, John. These were the names from a group of brothers and their father from just under 200 years before Jesus' time. The Maccabean brothers. The Maccabean brothers were in Jerusalem during the time of the reign of Antiochus Epiphanes, who was a Greek ruler who they controlled Jerusalem at the time. And they had banned, under his rule, any Jewish worship at all. Any signs of Jewish worship, religious practice was banned. And it came to an absolute breaking point when Antiochus Epiphanes had a pig brought into the temple. And upon the altar in the temple, he sacrificed this pig to Zeus. The Maccabean brothers, led by Judas Maccabeus, revolted, and they rose up against the Greeks. And to the surprise of everyone, they pushed them out of Jerusalem. They won. They defeated their enemy. And as Judas Maccabeus was riding back into Jerusalem, the crowds gathered and they were waving palm branches. And they were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. Hosanna to the God on high. Hosanna," which means "save us. Save us." And so Judas Maccabeus, what's the first thing he did when he rode into Jerusalem? Where's the first place he went? He went to the temple and he cleansed it of all the pagan images that had been put in there by the Greeks. He cleansed the temple and he cleansed it of their enemies. The enemies of God. And so at the time of Jesus, the desire for the Messiah was at an absolute fever pitch. The absolute cry of the people's heart was, "Hosanna, come and save us. Who will come and save us from our oppressors, from our enemies, from the Romans?" And there were thousands of people claiming to be messiahs at the time. But there was only one who came in riding into Jerusalem as the Passover, the great feast of Passover was preparing. There were thousands of people flooding into the city from all over the world. All the Jews from the corners of the world were coming into Jerusalem, and their pilgrims, which pilgrim literally means they come on foot. There would have been on that day a total of one person on a donkey. There was only one. And as the people saw this, they remembered the prophecy of Zechariah that our king will come and he'll be riding on the back of a donkey. And they remember how their great king, David, and his son Solomon, the son of David, came riding into Jerusalem, the triumphant kings, on the back of a donkey. And so people were naming their children after these Maccabean brothers because they desired someone to come and save them from their enemies. And so let's name my little boy Judas, because someday you will be like Judas Maccabeus and you will drive out our enemies. You will drive out the enemies of God. You name your little boy Simon, Matthias. This was their great hope, their great expectation. And so as this man, Jesus, comes, doing what none of these other thousands of messiahs who were up in the hills rallying people saying, I'm going to go with overthrow the Romans. There was only one who came riding in on a donkey. This is Jesus' great act of kingship. And as he comes in, the people wave palms and they cheer as they did as Judas Maccabeus came in, singing Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna, come and save us. And what's the first thing Jesus did that very next day? He went to the temple. And people's expectation and why they were excited is because finally he's going to go to the temple. And beginning there, he is going to cast out the enemies of God. The Romans are going to be gone soon. And Jesus does purify the temple. But who does he purify it of? Its own people, the people of God. Beginning with the scribes and Pharisees. And even throughout the week, his own followers are purified. Their hearts are shaken so that they can be purified. He's saying to them essentially, you who claim to be God's people, you have become the enemies of God. You can see why they turned on him. From crying, save us, Hosanna, the Son of David, to crucify him, crucify him. Who is this man? That he came and he comes as the Messiah to free them from their enemy. But their enemy and ours is not the Romans and it's not any power in this world. The enemy that we fight is the enemy of darkness. It's evil, it's sin, and his domain of death. And this is who Jesus, coming in as king, came to cast out. And he came to cast out first that from their own hearts, to purify it. He purifies the temple, which is the dwelling place of God on earth. And he comes to purify, first of all, his own followers, his church. To enter into these holy days, into this Paschal Triduum, to enter in fully is to be shaken by Christ. It's to be shaken in the realization that I have made myself an enemy of God. That I've made myself an enemy of God. And that what needs to be purified and what Jesus desires to purify in us in entering into these days with him is the temple of your heart. To purify your soul. To free you from evil, sin, and to free you from death. We think we know who Jesus is. But is there more? Is there more? He comes to reveal himself as the true Messiah, as the true King. And we, entering into his passion, his death, and his resurrection with him, might come to know who this man is, and be able to say more deeply, truly, this man is the Son of God.